All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is now Tuesday, January 12th, and I hope you enjoyed the first two episodes so far. So, obviously, the weekend has passed since my last time here on Anchor, which I want to thank Anchor, by the way, for providing a platform for us. So, since then, what has happened in my neck of the woods is I'm a soccer coach, as most some of you may know, and we had practice on Saturday. Now, you started indoor training in the beginning of December. We're already 1 month in, and my team meets about once a week on Saturdays. Now, if you're an athlete, if you're a person who is striving for more, whether it be with sports, academics, with music, with anything at all, you all know that doing what you love once a week is not going to get you anywhere. Especially if where you want to get to requires work, which is pretty much anything you do. So, with that in mind, I set out a workout that my boys needed to do on days that they are not with the entire team. So, since we meet on Saturdays, the workout is set to be done on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a cool down Friday to be prepared for Saturday. Now, the Friday session is nothing to be nothing more than just low reps of standardized exercise for them to keep themselves fit. On Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, they are to work their butts off. So obviously, they get Tuesday to rest, Sunday to rest. But what astounds me is the lack of accountability and the lack of the want to be more than what they did the season before. So obviously last season we didn't end up where we wanted to. There was a couple games that we should have won, but we didn't. There's games that we should have tied, but we lost. All because number one is we weren't fit enough, and they didn't want it bad enough. I don't know if it's just me that can relate to this. I guarantee you there's a lot of other people too, but these kids these days, they don't have a fight in them anymore. Like when I was growing up, like losing wasn't an option. It was a result, but it wasn't an option. Like right now, kids are gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna do it, but if I don't win, it's okay. What? That mentality right there, like for me, it doesn't. It's not copacetic with me. It doesn't match my coaching philosophy. I'm not one to say that I will win at all costs because that's not the way I play. My philosophy is, listen, we're gonna play smart, we're gonna work hard, and we're gonna score. If the other team's gonna play smarter, work harder and they score more, then so be it. But my team will fight to the end. And if we come out on top, we come out on top. If we come out on the bottom, then hey, you know what? We come out on the bottom. I'll accept the loss if and only if we give it 100%. But if we give it 50%, then I can't accept the loss. Because my team wasn't fully there. But then the question is, why weren't they there? Why were they not engaged? Why were they not focused? And especially nowadays, these kids aren't focused. They're so media driven that it's okay to just sit around the house and be on the computer and do nothing. Like right now, a lot of people sitting around the house and being virtual. All right, you're learning. But so sit there and learn. Yes, there's distractions here and there, and you want to go play a video game. I understand that. When it comes to younger kids, listen, it's hard. Being a parent, being at home, being a grandparent, being home, try to be a chaperone to us. I understand that. It's tough. It's not easy. I get it. I know. I do it. I sympathize with you. But once you get to be like 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, you know, if you have an older sibling, you have older cousins, you have older kids you look up to, you know, and you see them, if they're not pushing their asses off, then you need some new mentors and new people to look up to. Life ain't gonna just sit around and be handed to you. You gotta work for it. You gotta work every day. You gotta work when no one is looking. You gotta work behind the scenes. Take a look at every single person that has mastered or become a great success in their sport, and you'll see that they worked more during the time they were in practice than they did when they were at practice. Michael Jordan's a perfect example. Have you ever seen the documentaries they have on Michael Jordan and the latest documentary that came out? Michael Jordan, the Bulls, 96, 97 Bulls. Take a look at that. Like, you figure out how much work they actually did off practice time. That's what you guys need. That's what this younger generation needs to do. At least it's my opinion, in terms of sports and stuff. And academics, because a lot of them are just taking the easy way out. And if they fail, they're like, it's all right. No, it's not all right. I'd rather take me working my ass off and fail than me not working my ass off and fail. Because if I work my ass off, then I don't know what I need to fix. If I didn't work my ass off, then that what I need to fix could be a lot of things. But at the end of the day, if I work my ass off and get 100 or get an A, I'll feel very satisfied, gratifying. It's just crazy. It is crazy on how these kids, when you ask them, did you do it? No. Why did you do it? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You either chose to do it or didn't choose to do it. Just own up the answer and say, I didn't want to do it. Okay, fine. Well, guess what? This is what's going to happen. Like, this is crazy. It is crazy to think that these kids, especially now with some states that don't have any after-school sports for school, but yet some club teams can go. And work your ass off for those club teams. Just had to get that off my chest. So anyway, we'll see you guys in the next episode. It's crazy, but hopefully wherever you are, it's nice and sunny, and you guys are getting out there doing something, making it productive. Talk to you guys soon.